take that one off his books. But that was an absolutely blown coverage by Sandusky. One of the few mistakes that Sandusky made in the first half.
18-8, Sandusky leading by 10. When you take a look at time of possession for the Sandusky Redskins, they've had the ball 12 minutes and 49 seconds. Higher reach with 11 minutes and 11 seconds. 53% compared to 46 and some change for either side. So really not much going there. Sandusky taking time, but Higher Reach also taking time on their drives, which have most of the time, except for the one, come up empty-handed.
Considering how many big plays and lack of running game Higher Reach has, I'm surprised they've had the ball as long as they've had. But it's taken them until they've tried to run. They tried to run, and then they depend on a big pass on third down. And Dylan Kadar, 70% of the time, has been absolutely electric. A couple big conversion throws. But they're going to have to find a way to run the football. I don't know how. They try to reverse. They've tried from the spread. They've tried from the tee. But the scary part is when they're in the tee, they couldn't even get the snap handed off. Twice in a row that cost Harbor Beach field position.
And a turnover on downs.
Exactly. They've technically had two turnovers. You can call that a turnover of downs. I think Sandusky would have recovered that fumble anyways. And then the Mason Booms fumble over here, the helmet on the football play. So two technically big turnovers for Harbor Beach. They're lucky to be only down 10. But Sandusky has literally had two things that they have not done well. They have looked awful in the secondary, and they are 0-for-3 completing two-point conversions. That is 6 points. They have another touchdown they have left off the board to keep Harbor Beach in this game. Coach Shelke is telling his team, we did not play very good except when we passed the football. Everywhere else, we lost. We're only down 10 points, and we get the football to start the half. They go out and score. This is a whole new ball game in a situation where it felt like Sandusky dominated most of the half, other than a couple of exciting throws that kind of distracted you from how Harbor Beach was actually playing.
Yeah, you think about those 6 points, it'd be 24-8. That's a completely different feel for a young team in Harbor Beach going into the locker room saying, there's just no overcoming this.
Absolutely. They basically, Sandusky left a whole other touchdown off the board in the form of two-point conversions. It's something they are going to work on, something they're going to attack. They do not want to allow Harbor Beach to start running the football, but you cannot have wide-open receivers running down the field. A couple of those throws, Dylan Kadar made top-tier, top-level throws on the run, over the shoulder, where only his guy could get it, and probably three of those seven completions were absolutely throws you see on Saturday, throws you see on Sunday. They were unbelievable. But the touchdown pass, there was nobody within 20 yards of Tanton Babcock. So that can't happen. If Tanton Babcock makes a circus catch like Mason Booms made on the two-point conversion, that was probably good on Sundays. The toe tap, that ball was thrown way out of the end zone. He's able to control his body, get 2 feet down, haul in the catch for the two-point conversion. So he's made some throws in areas where only his guy can get it, and those guys have gotten them. And Harbor Beach's passing game is top-notch, but the defense has to find an answer for 25.
We're going to take a short break. In 4 minutes, we'll have second-half action right here from the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football. Sandusky 18, Harbor Beach 8, right here on Sports Radio 102.1.
Hi, I'm Debbie Cunningham, President and CEO at North Star Bank. North Star Bank is built on three principles: service, leadership, and trust. What does that mean for our customers and community? It means our customers experience personal service when you call North Star Bank. You will speak to one of our experienced team members, not an automated phone system. It means you'll see familiar faces you can trust when visiting your local branch. It means North Star Bank is a leader in the community. North Star Bank is a locally owned and operated community bank that is committed to making our community an exceptional place to live and work. We reinvest in the community by lending to local businesses and residents. We donate to community organizations and to local families in need. And our valued team members volunteer countless hours at community events. If you're looking for a bank that cares about your success and that of our community, call or stop by a North Star Bank office.
North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's can install your scope and sight in your gun at their range. Just set the dial and be ready for the shot of your lifetime with the help of Randy's Hunting Center. Over 4,500 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, including the Ruger American Rifle in 450 Bushmaster and 350 Legend. over 190 variations of the 450 Bushmaster, including the Ruger 450 AR, an exclusive Go Wild with 16-inch heavy barrel and factory muzzle brake with bronze Cerakote finish and camouflage stock. We also have the new Barnes and Subsonic ammo for the 450 on hand, along with plenty of pistols and AR rifles in stock.
Hi, I'm Randy Brown. Get your best view at Randy's Hunting Center at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-GUNS, 989-269-GUNS.
Hi, it's Jason from Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin. We know you're still farming and trucking tonight during the game, while our shop and parts department are still open too. We're open 6 days and late Tuesday through Friday nights. We hope your breakdowns are few, but we're here for all your truck and trailer parts, tires, and even custom hydraulic hoses. Call ahead for parts pickup. Ask about our wash bay for trucks, trailers, and equipment. Call for an appointment and pricing. At Countryside Sales and Service of Seawin, we sell what we run, and we wish everyone a safe harvest.
Stop at Stack's Market in Owndale to fuel up. Get a fresh deli sandwich or pizza and get back on the road fast. Open 7 days to keep you rolling. Stack's Market, like a little truck stop without the showers.
Autumn is at our doorstep, and that means it's time to rake in the deals at Thumb Cellular. Through September 30th, you can get $25 off all iPhones and $50 off all Androids. And you'll get a free Ventev wireless charging pad with the purchase of a compatible smartphone. Thumb Cellular has once again lowered the prices on data buckets to half price. If you're using more data than usual while working from home or homeschooling, this deal is for you. For more details on all these ways to save, go to thumbcellular.com/deals or visit any Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Please remember to wear a face covering. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through September 30th, 2020. Smartphone discounts and free wireless chargers require a 2-year contract. Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk, 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 talk,
first half action is complete. 12 minutes are just about on the board here to start this third quarter. Harbor Beach will be receiving the ball. They won the toss, elected to defer to the second half. Let's go through some other area scores for you here. At halftime, Cass City leads Reese 20-3 in Cass City. Notice Reese kicking a field goal there. Sometime before half, Bad Axe leading Carroll 15-0. Now 22-0. 22-0.
Yep.
Is that halftime or is that still in the first half?
That is halftime.
Halftime, 22-0, Bad Axe over Carroll in Carroll. No word from the Lakers Vassar game or USA Brown City. Memphis and Ubley in Ubley, and it's the Bearcats big, 47-0 there. Of course, here, 18-8, Sandusky leading Harbor Beach in A-player football. Morris over New Haven Merritt, 45-0. Mayville over Kingston at halftime, 50-0. North Huron over Bay City All Saints at in the second quarter, 30-0. And Peck over CPS at the half, 34-6.
And you can thank Mike Gallagher for that 34-6 there over in Peck, CPS game. Thank you, Mike, for that.
And a huge thanks to Mike Gallagher this week. He forwarded me on all of Sandusky's stats from last year. Mike Gallagher from the Sandusky County News doing a just unbelievable job down there in that newspaper. Check it out. Read it online. If you're not a subscriber in Sandusky County, subscribe just for the sports section. It's totally worth it. Thank you, Mike Gallagher, for everything you're doing down there.
Yeah, he does a heck of a good job. And speaking of that, these teams are out of the halftime locker room that they don't get to go into, and they are out here ready to go. Harbor Beach going to get the ball. Remember, they won the toss, deferred to the second half, so they are looking a very important drive for them. I almost feel like it is a must-score drive for Harbor Beach to get back into this game, because they have not had an answer for that Sandusky running game.
18-8, Sandusky leading. Zach Franzel, the man who does it all, is ready to kick things off from their own 40-yard line. Kicking off right to left, Harbor Beach bring it back left to right. Harbor Beach in their home, black uniforms, white helmets, Sandusky white jerseys, black pants. And Franzel's kicks, low kick, comes in at the 18-yard line, right through the hands and right through the feet of Luke Woodkey. Has to pick it up at the 5. He's out to the 15, out to 13-yard line, pushed forward out to the 14-yard line. Tackle made by Kyle Gibord, the tight end linebacker sophomore on Sandusky special teams. First and 10 deep in Harbor Beach's own territory at their own 14.
That is not the start that they wanted. That ball gets right by him. I assume he doesn't play shortstop for the baseball team, but nonetheless,